How can you be so sure, Jack? After everything she's done, she's evaded us all the way so far. How can you be so sure that she won't again? Roy asked. I just know she won't. It's as simple as that, Jack replied, looking up from the table and squarely at his old friend. Sabina isn't special. The atrocities she's carried out are, but it doesn't make her any different. She's just a person, like you and me. That's how you understand it. That's how you rationalize it. You have to think like them. I've seen some things in my time, but at the end of the day, you have to remember they're just people. She has her reasons, and when you understand what those are, where they're coming from, then you can understand the person. And her reasons aren't the same as Suleiman's. Oh, she may have known him, and he trained her as one of his own, but they weren't the same inside. Suleiman couldn't see that, and that's where he made his mistake. And it's the reason why we're gonna get her. Well, for all our sakes, I hope you're right, Jack, Roy said, and he meant it. They had to catch Sabina. Nothing less would suffice. It would be unthinkable for her to complete her mission and disappear. The terror and pain she had caused would never go away, and it could not go unpunished. They had to bring her in and show her to the watching world. They had to see her face, to show she was human and could be defeated, to show everyone that the world would not live in fear, that terrorism would not be allowed to succeed, and that justice would always prevail. Of course I'm right, Roy, Jack joked. When have you known me not to be? Roy smiled. Anyway, Jack said, taking a handful of nuts from the bowl. You ready?
Ready for what?
Like I said, I feel lucky tonight.
Oh, what's this? The famous Jack Wilde intuition?
Call it what you will, buddy boy. When I've finished my drink, I'm going to play a little blackjack. You want to kick in $100 with me? I'll play the cards.
No thanks, Roy said. I'll keep my $100 in my pocket.
You sure you don't want a piece of the action?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll watch you blow your money.
Not tonight, pal. Not this time.
The two men finished their drinks and got up, walking over to the blackjack tables. As they approached, a man got up from his seat and left. He'd obviously had enough, and Jack sat down in his place. Next to him sat a slender young woman. She wore a backless gold dress and had long auburn hair, and she smiled at Jack as he sat down.
Give me $100 and $20 chips.
The dealer took Jack's money and laid it on the table and said,
Change in a $100 bill for $20 chips.
She then pushed the money down into the cash and gave Jack 5 yellow $20 chips.
Place your bets, please.
The other players around the table fumbled with their chips and eventually put them down. There were only 4 other players. A woman next to Jack, a middle-aged guy next to her, a young college kid, and a young couple on the end who seemed more interested in each other than the cards. Jack put down $40. The dealer was a young woman, professional and practiced. She knew her job and she did it well, dealing out each card face down while keeping her eyes on the players in front of her. Jack assumed her eye-catching good looks were just a coincidence, but it was certainly not a coincidence the effect they were having. Her table was busy and had drawn a large crowd, most of whom were male, and the two men at the table seemed to be just as enthralled by her charms. Each player watched as the dealer dealt along the row, including a face-down card to herself. Jack had drawn a king. The dealer then dealt everyone another card, this time face up, and all the players looked at what they had. The dealer looked at both of her cards, and Jack watched her as she did. She did not have blackjack. He could tell from watching her. She was good, but not that good. And even though she tried to hide any expression, he could tell. To the others, she was a blank canvas. But Jack had her number. Jack's face card was a 4, and he moved his hand to indicate he wanted another card, and she duly obliged. It was a 6. I'll stand, he said. She then went around the table, dealing to each of the other 3 players, and Jack could tell from their reaction whether they'd played before or were new to the game. The woman next to Jack had certainly played before. She lifted the corner of her card and looked at it once, and only briefly, and then turned it over. She'd gone bust on her third card, hitting 27. The man next to her looked at his card, too, and he bore all the signs of a seasoned gambler. His tight-fitting shirt couldn't disguise the sweat stains of a man who'd been down on his luck and who had probably been on the casino floor for hours, trying to win himself back the money he'd already lost. The first bet he made was to try and win, but every bet since was just to try and break even. The college kid was uninterested in the cards, flippantly turning his over on the green baize without even looking, his eyes concentrating on the woman in front of him more than on the numbers being dealt. And the couple on the end were taking it in turns to play, much to everyone else's annoyance. Each of the other players went bust one by one, drawing cards till they lost their hands, and then the dealer turned her cards over. She had 15. Her head was tilted down as she looked at the table, but Jack noticed a quick glance in her eyes as she looked towards him before she drew a card. She drew a 9 and busted her hand. Jack smiled and waited for the dealer to check the cards, and then he collected his winnings. The rest of the table watched enviously. The rest of the table excluding the sweaty gambler, that was, who just watched Jack take his chips and wondered what he had to do to make that him.
"Place your bets, please,"
the dealer repeated. Jack put down $60 this time, and the other players put down their bets. The couple and the college kid bet $20 each again. The man next to them scratched his beard for a moment and then bet $50, and the young woman bet $60, eyeing up Jack as she did so. Jack sat and watched as the cards were dealt again, keeping a close eye on the dealer. She could tell Jack was watching intently, and it put her off, distracting her slightly from what she was doing. And this was Jack's intention. Roy still stood behind Jack, watching the game. Jack looked at his down card. It was a 6, and his face card was a 5. The man down the row looked at his cards, too, and motioned for the dealer to hit him. A 10, and he suddenly slammed his fist down on the table. He was bust again, and had lost another $50. The college kid smiled at the man's frustrated desperation and decided to stake himself, as did the couple next to him. Jack put another $60 down on top of his previous bet, bringing it to 120 now, and motioned for the dealer to hit him. She smiled at his brave bet and turned over a card for him. It was a 9. "I'll stay," Jack declared.
"Yes, sir,"
the dealer said, and went round the table collecting everyone's money for that hand, and then she turned her cards over. She was holding 18. The others turned their cards over. They had 16 and 19. But then Jack turned his cards over to reveal he was holding 20.
"Good call, sir,"
the dealer said, and paid Jack his $120.
"Man, that's twice in a row you've won. What's your secret?"
the college kid gushed, hoping to turn his dismal fortunes around. "It's no secret. It's just how you play the game," Jack answered cryptically.
"Ladies and gentlemen, place your bets,"
the dealer said. Jack placed his bet, $200. The other players, partly impressed by Jack's style of play, in turn placed their own bets. The college kid threw $50 worth of chips down and winked at Jack as he did so. The man next to him put down $50 also, as did the woman next to Jack. The dealer then dealt the cards again, but this time the couple opted out, deciding to sit and watch instead to see if Jack won again. He looked at his cards. The dealer again didn't have blackjack. Jack had a king and a 9. "I'll play these." The dealer went round the table, but once again, all of the other players went bust, losing their hands in their attempts to claw some of Jack's good fortune away from him for themselves. The blonde-haired dealer then turned her cards over to reveal she was holding 17.
18 and better.
She then looked at Jack. Jack smiled and looked back at her as he turned over his down card to reveal he was holding 19.
"You win again, sir."
Jack smiled and collected his $200 of chips. By now, the word had spread around the surrounding tables, and a crowd had begun to form as people flocked to see who this man on the winning streak was. In Vegas, good luck was as much a currency as the dollar, and people hunted it out, hoping that just being in its presence, some of it would rub off on them.
"Do you always draw such a crowd when you're out?"
the woman next to Jack asked playfully. "Nah, they're not here for me. It's you they've come to watch," he said, and the woman blushed and turned back to her cards. Roy stood behind, watching, and was now beginning to wish he'd decided to play. But he knew if he had, he wouldn't have had Jack's touch. No, more than likely, he'd be going bust as much as the others, and it'd be his chips that would be used to fund Jack's winning streak. As he stood watching the crowd grow, his cell rang, and he moved off to find somewhere quieter to answer it. Without missing a beat, Jack put down $500, and the other players, who numbered only two now as the college kid had lost all of his money, placed their bets. The woman put down $60, as did the man, in what could only have been one final stab at winning at least part of his money back. The dealer then dealt the cards for the next hand. Jack looked at his down card. It was a king. And the dealer then dealt out the face cards to the three players. The increasingly exasperated man two seats down had a nine. The woman between him and Jack, a six. And, as if fate had decreed it, Jack was dealt the ace of hearts. Jack turned over his down card and said, "It's the name of the game, blackjack." The dealer looked at her cards, but she couldn't match it.
"It looks like your lucky night, sir."
A smile spreading across her cheeks as she paid him. The group around clapped and cheered, and for a few brief moments they reveled in his victory and claimed his triumph at the table as their own. Kind of a one-up on the casino and tables that had no doubt seen so much of their money. Jack collected his winnings and stood up. "You'd better believe it," he said to the dealer, as he threw her five $20 chips and walked away from the table.